for Chasm Radio. I am Farm Director Joe Gill at the Minnesota Farmers Union Lobby Day 2020 in St. Paul on Thursday. Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wordish joining us talking about the importance of Lobby Day.
Well, there's no doubt, you know, it's the beginning of the session. It's always good to be in, bring members in and have a chance to visit one-on-one with their legislators and the governor. And, you know, we have the governor coming to meet with us too. So it's always good to help set the farmers or the rural tone in, you know, as we start the session. So we're very appreciative. We're expecting a nice turnout, and a lot of times it's personal stories that the farmer can tell to a legislator of, you know, how various, whether it's a tax bill or some regulations, whatever it is, how that can affect them on their farm. And that makes a difference. It helps them do their job too. You know, sometimes you have to modify stuff that you point out to, oh, this would maybe damage us out here or hurt us. And, you know, it does make a difference. And it's good to have the farmer's voice in front of them. And, you know, the voices have to be heard, you know, and that's what we're here. We're trying to, as Minnesota Farmers Union, trying to let the farmer's voices be heard and making it known at the Capitol. And especially important, we think, at the start of the session, we want to make sure the farmer's voice is heard right at the beginning of the session.
Wordish outlines some highlights as well to be discussed with legislators.
I testified this morning for the tax bill, tax committee, House Tax Committee on tax conformity. That's probably one of the top issues for the ag groups and small business owners too. With the recently passed tax bill of the 2017 federal tax bill, it does affect 1031 exchanges and stuff. So there, you know, Minnesota, we haven't fully conformed yet. There comes a tax bill from the state, so that's probably one of the top issues. And obviously bonding, strong Department of Ag. The Ag Department needs, I think they need some more work for their labs and stuff like that. And actually, small meat processors, that's another one that kind of gets forgotten about. You know, we have a shortage of meat processors around the state. We have a shortage of inspectors to process them. So, you know, there's a lot of things that can help rural. You know, obviously you got education, you got housing, you got roads and bridges. Rural broadband is another one, you know, that I know of farmers that, that there's families that they would bring their children home, would like to start working into the farm, but they have good paying jobs in the metro, and they would be able to do those jobs from the farm, but without rural broadband, they can't do it. So, and it's not only farmers, but there's rural businesses, you know, you got the small communities. If we had rural broadband more available, we would have a lot better chance of startups and people want to live out in the rural. There's no doubt about that, but a lot of times their jobs and stuff are limited, so that, you know, we lose a lot of because of that.
Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wordish at the 2020 Minnesota Farmers Union Lobby Day in St. Paul. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill.